This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Okay, the big penis type of microphone is working. The weapon of ass destruction is working. And the divine pleasure toy is working. All right, ready when you are. Give the word. I'm ready. Okay, all right, now. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Conservative Christian Swingers Party. And we don't mean the kind of dance. And we have some very special live guests who spend their days in Congress pretending to be sex negatives, passing laws or seeking to pass laws to criminalize the sexual activity and entertainment of all adults of every persuasion, and meanwhile having hot, red hot nights. We thought, why not bring a couple of them together so that they could all swing together instead of having these little quiet secret for a while rendezvous with their partners. And also a lot of news, a lot of fun, some kink tonight, and a shitload of great tunes. We'll fit in as much as we have time for. And we're going to start off with a band you may not have heard of before, but they are friends and book burners and are called Trash. From their CD, Beer, Boobs, and Booty, this is entitled Miss Goody Two Shoes.
Everybody, it's Miss Goody Two Shoes. She's a good girl and she really thinks that
it'll be special if we wait for a while.
Why you hate her, you can't
suck my cock right now.
And she steals your
stare. Suck my cock right now.
But she cleans you out.
Suck my cock right now.
The bitch
ain't
putting out.
Then she'll go off with a couple of barfags.
But fuck them both while she runs like a dog.
She'll turn around like nothing had happened.
And like through her teeth, while she acts like a whore. Why you have her, you can't
suck my cock right now.
And she steals your stare.
Suck my cock right now.
While she cleans you out.
Suck my cock right now.
The bitch ain't put it out.
Oh, come on, give a little bitch. Come on,
shit the bitch has been with.
Look out, everybody, she's a bustin' on the street. Big booty Judy, she's
Okay, this is back by very popular request. This is Sister Bertha Bangers doing Pentecostal Women Look Weird.
Here's a little song I wrote after a citywide revival and an ice cream social with the Pentecostals. Their thinking is wrong. Their hair is so long and skirts way down to their feet. They've all got that look straight from the book.
Beat you up and jerk off in my Trans Am on the way home. Maybe I should have checked the parking lot before I busted that one out. I was in Milwaukee, jealous. Don't act like I don't have a lot of things going on. I was in Milwaukee, and I signed an autograph on this woman's arm at the Harley Fest. She was shit-faced at the Harley Fest. Yeah, I don't know how she got in. Like, are you drunk at the Harley Davidson festival? Pshaw! I signed an autograph on her arm, and then she had it tattooed onto her arm. And I go, yeah, that's fucked up. And then this lady went, wow. And I trust me, I didn't get off on it. I was like, don't do this. And she's drunk, and they're fucking, I go, oh, don't do this. She goes, well, why not? I go, because you might sober up and realize I'm not that funny anymore. And she says, she goes, then I'll just say it sucks.
Services to patients with Medicaid, or laughing at urban patients, or ripping people off or grossing them out, I like to sit around with my administrator and henchperson, Igor and Drag, and sit around with conservative Christian swingers, share good scandal stories, and sing this next beautiful song together about some of our secret sexual preferences.
Then with guitars on, plugged into amplifiers, and as their sound rose from the ground, it stoked the flames up higher. Then unto me, old Verge Dunn spoke.
Beelzebub is their king, and if you can, above the din, you just might hear him sing.
Beelzebub is us preaching the word. Yes, go forth and multiply the word, my friends. I'm talking to all you fornicators, masturbators, and regurgitators. Oh, yeah, I'm a masturbator hater. I'm a fornicator hater. I am the right Reverend Beelzebub, and I speak the truth, the word of the big guy. Jesus. That's right, my hillbilly flock has become heathens, and some of my people are eating the forbidden swine. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with pork ribs. Oh, no, pulled pork sandwiches or pickle and pimento loaf, my friend. It doesn't start with eating the pork. Some of you motherfuckers out there are laying down with the swine. Your peckers and pigs, my friends. Lord, can you help us? Lord God, can you save my people who are fucking pigs right now? Not only are some of y'all laying down with swine, but some of y'all are looking at your kinfolks. I know you live way back up in the hills. I know you take that methamphetamine and it gets you all confused up in your brain. That Satan working inside your brain. You live way up in the hills, and you take the methamphetamine, and it gets your brain all confused. And the next thing you know, you're looking at your sister, you're looking at your mama, you're looking at your aunt, and you want to fornicate, you want to masturbate, you want to create incest with family members. Oh, yeah, your cousin is so good. She makes you dig hard in Chinese arithmetic, turns it into a profane, helmeted warrior. That's not God, though. That is Satan. Satan is in your rock hard moving dick. Lordy, lordy, lordy. You know, some of y'all eat the pork sandwich. Some of y'all pork the pig. Some of y'all look at your sister. That's right, and you want to make the beast with two backs with your own kinfolk. Doing the devil's work of incest, my friends, but it don't stop there. Oh, no, it don't stop with sister humping. Some of you kinfolk out there want to bone your brothers. That's right, you want to ride the rump. You can't wait to get to hell. You can't wait to get to HIV. Don't you remember what the good book said, my friend? It wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve.
Welcome. The Reverend is in.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms for any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex at Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the girl.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Thank you, Mr. Scott, for that often used introduction, which means that you heard everything except the set list for the first set of tunes tonight, which was the following. You heard Dash Rip Rock
from AlternativeTentacles.com doing Chariots of Hellfire. TSOL did Sounds of Laughter and Code Blue. Bobcat Goldthwait did Hunters Are Gay from his I Don't Mean to Insult You, But You Look Like Bobcat Goldthwait comedy CD. Sister Bertha Bangers did Pentecostal Women Look Weird from the Below the Bible Belt CD, and started off with Trash doing Miss Goody Two Shoes and Big Booty Judy. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at VoltaRadio.com, which was the one error in the recorded introduction with the sound effects and all that kind of stuff. We are now consistently at VoltaRadio.com, a permanent and independent domain that is under the control of nobody else. The Trash tunes, by the way, that opened the show, of course, went out to our secret, cheating, conservative Christian supremacist affair scandal makers and entertainers. Let's see. Okay, VoltaRadio.com is the one correction I wanted to make. I hear this every week, and then wanted to establish that for those who say, aren't you at Radio Volta anymore? And similarly, we've gotten feedback that some email has gone unanswered, and that never happens unless something gets zapped because we have high security and all this stuff that I don't understand. But if you write something to indicate that you are writing in response to the show, or that you're writing to Reverend Bookburn, because you know, all these spammers and Jesus spammers and all these knuckleheads are also sending stuff, plus all these bullshit artists from the advertising and spam worlds. So write something that lets it be known that it is from a book burner, and you will get a response. RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Okay, what else haven't we covered? Upcoming shows. No show next Sunday night, because this is still a busy as fuck summer, and this has been a work weekend, but I decided to do the show anyway, even though we're on a roll. We worked on the animation project, which is very slow, but this is a new undertaking, primarily worked on by the great Mr. Scott, and it took hours to do just basic tasking. So all of this is a first-time experience for all parties involved. Pastor Whoremaster John Necraptist, the great Mr. Scott, and myself, who is technologically not valuable at all, but wanting to help, and also kind of guiding things along so that we do a great visual version of the show. However, next weekend we cannot do a show on July 19th, so the next show will be July 26th, and the theme is Surviving Hard Times and Still Having Fun. And when we say hard times, we don't necessarily mean hard in the sense that people from Congress who are men, you know, are walking around with hard-ons, although it could also apply to that too, surviving hard-on times. But in addition to hard-on times, we're going to talk about surviving hard times and still having fun. So a lot of good survival info. And of course, we'll keep it entertaining and play applicable music. That is on July 26th. In August, there should be shows pretty much every Sunday of the month. And possibly including live guests, depending on the tentative travel plans of some. I'm not announcing anything until it is close to happening. And one show that is already determined as to what the theme will be is for August 16th, which is the 40th anniversary of Woodstock show. And it actually is a weekend that coincides with the dates of Woodstock. So it's actually the middle day, August 16th. And but it's not going to be like some of these marketing retro sites, you know, or businesses or product pushing or whatever. And it has nothing to do with the event that I believe is still on. Do you guys know? I ask the stoner heads across the room in my naivete. Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus don't know either. But whether that event happens or not, this is not going to have anything to do with it. This is going to get back to not just the real festival, the original festival itself, and the, for lack of a better word, the spirit of the festival, but also in the context of the time period and the state of the counterculture, the state of the movements for change, the state of music and the underground scenes. And a great primer is to find a copy of the actually recently re-released book from 1969 by Abby Hoffman entitled Woodstock Nation. And even if the 60s is not your taste in music or within your tastes in music, if you're not narrow, and even if it's something that sounds like something you can't relate to, it's a fascinating book and perspective on everything from this, the marketing and taking over of countercultures, to value systems, to the counterculture itself and the movements for change. Abby Hoffman, Woodstock Nation. And it's going to be a good primer and one of the focuses of this 40th anniversary of Woodstock celebration on this show, August 16th. Do we have any birthdays? We do. We have two. One is Sin for Me. And if you've seen the Reverend Bookburn MySpace page, you know that some usually very unusual graphics or little mini animations and or provocative and hot, like in a kind of goth, evil, delicious kind of manner, comes pretty regularly from Sin for Me. And she just had a birthday within the last couple of days. And also since the last show, it was the birthday of Courtney Love on July 9th. And people say a lot of things about her, whether her music from the band Hole or is your taste or not, that's up to each individual. But if you've heard the show before, you know that I really fucking hate this whole like Yoko-izing of a musician's significant other or spouse, especially if they're an artist in their own right. But even then, it's like, who the fuck are these Yoko bashers and Courtney bashers? And even worse, if it wasn't bad enough that she didn't lose her husband, the late Kurt Cobain, when he killed himself, as we well covered in the Kurt Cobain, Killed Kurt Cobain show that's in the archives and preserved. But these fucking weird ass ideas, like that she conspired to kill him and the secret plot and all this shit that's really from a necro exploitive industry that bullshits, that maligns Courtney and everybody else in Kurt's life, and is from the same kinds of assholes who have been ripping off the Kurt Cobain estate. So we say fuck you to all those kinds of people, and we say that we support Courtney, not necessarily everything she does, but you know, we understand what's behind the pain that leads to a lot of her actions. And we know she didn't kill anybody. And we know that Kurt would be vomiting in his grave if he heard all these bullshit artists bashing her. And even worse, accusing her of seriously stupid conspiracy and murder conspiracy theories. So, happy birthday, Courtney Love, from The Reverend Is In. Okay, we have guests who are going to come on later on. These are some of the horniest people in government. So even though they want to pass laws that fuck up your rights to your sexuality and your adult entertainment, that shouldn't stop them from pursuing their own pleasure. And even though they have spouses, they decided apparently that such an arrangement is too limiting and too vanilla for them. So after the second set of tunes, we're going to hear from Mark Shamford, John Hedson, and Sarah Palick. That ought to be a lot of fun. And we'll hear what they have to say. Let's see, a few quick things. And then we'll get back to the music coming up in Kink Magazine, which is linked at reverendbookburn.com. An article by Reverend Bookburn on why kink, consensual kink, non-secret, hide behind clergy and congressional doors kind of kink, but overt, consensual adult kink is healthy. And that's in a not the current issue, but the upcoming issue of Kink Magazine. And the rest of the shit will wait. All right. Oh, not this. Okay. This was debated among us. This, I don't think there was uniformity in thought on this or anything for that matter. But whether or not to give free advertising, we never, ever, ever have accepted ads. We've never accepted money from anybody for any kind of advertising. So any plug at reverendbookburn.com is simply because we thought it was worth giving them a boost, giving them a hand, getting the word out, whether it's a book, a music, a film, anything else. And after debate, it was decided, and after master debate at that, we decided that it was appropriate to plug the Obama dildo, which doesn't mean necessarily a dissing of the president. We have a lot of beefs with him, as covered on this show before, mostly for backpedaling on a lot of issues and broken promises and keeping a lot of the sameness of the evil Bush regime, not standing up to corporate America. But this has nothing to do with the assholes that blog and comment about him with viciousness, and usually retarded things like calling him a socialist, which is laughable, and or a leftist or an anti-religious man and all this other stuff that's mostly made up shit, or even the totally retarded stuff like, you know, he wasn't really born here, and dumbass right-wing stuff that comes from the kingpins of the ultimate propaganda perpetuators of the corporate media, the lowest of the low, the equivalent to the former Pravda of the former Soviet Union, master spinmeisters, Fox News, the origin of a lot of this kind of racist, hysterical bullshit and myth perpetrating hatred towards him and teabagger bullshit. So just to make the distinction, but we decided it is funny that somebody invented an Obama dildo. And so we thought it is funny to give it a plug. And the way it was initially promoted as, you know, by the president you love, let him love you back or something along those lines. So we thought it's worth a plug. And also we like supporting the label founded by Jello Biafra that has incredible stuff, incredible music and DVDs. We order there regularly. Hopefully we're helping to keep them alive. But like all things indie, they are struggling. We also wanted to support AlternativeTentacles.com, who are marketing the Obama dildo. So we thought we'll give it a plug, but with an explanation. So if you want an Obama dildo for yourself or for somebody you obviously care about, then go to alternativetentacles.com. And it's also linked at the site in case you're partying or don't want to check it out just this minute. We're going to get back to the music. We have a lot of tunes to entertain our guests as a follow-up to the first set. But first, we want to celebrate 420 properly with a CD, with a track from a CD that is the bonus CD that comes with the DVD version of the great, great documentary about Amsterdam entitled Sex, Drugs, and Democracy, which is highly recommended. This is from the bonus CD. It is a track by Rising Lion doing their version of the 60s classic and Easy Rider soundtrack classic, Don't Bogart Me. My friend,
been hanging on so long. And I really would like to get some. Can Buddha get joy, my friend? Cause it overs to me, yeah. Can Buddha get joy, my friend? Cause it overs to me. Just about to end up. So come on and be a real friend, yeah. Can't go get that joy, my friend. I see it over to me.
There, where there.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here with Reverend Bookburn, Pastor Whoremaster, and John Necraptist, and the guests from the Conservative Christian Swingers Party. And I just wanted to say that I'm so touched that the good senators wanted to sing a very special, touching song for their partners in slime. This goes out to the soulmates and affair partners of our beloved senators.
You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me and blow me tonight. A handy would certainly be dandy, but it's not enough to slow me. You gotta blow me. When you part your lips that way, ooh, I want you night and day. When you squeeze my balls so tight, I wanna blow my load with all my might. So blow me. You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me. You gotta blow me tonight.
Free pussy. friendly little cat, a friendly little cat. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Inside!
Okay, you heard the Dickies doing Monkey See, Monkey Do. Municipal Waste did The Thrashing of the Christ. The band Davey did Volta Radio Station ID and The Reverend Is In promo. Jefferson Airplane did Rock and Roll Island from the Bark release. Mudhoney did Hard On for War. Unknown Artist did Pussycat Song. Another unknown artist did Below Me. And yet another unknown artist did I Dreamed I Saw Ronald Reagan Last Night. And started the set off with Rising Lion doing Don't Bogart Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Conservative Christian Swingers Party. Which leads us to our guests, Senator Mark Shamford, Senator John Hedson, and whatever her title is. Oh, you're titleless. Okay. And the titleless guest, Sarah Palick. Now, I know you folks have been through a rough time, and we don't want to give you a hard time while you're here, either figuratively or literally, but did want to ask you some pointed questions, if you will. And starting with Senator Mark Shamford, Senator Shamford, you said that the woman you were having an affair with was A, no big deal, and B, your soulmate. Now, are either of those true? Did you say both of those things, I should ask first? And if so, which one of those is closer to being true?
Okay. Is this big thing that looks like my dick a microphone that works?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I never said that she is my soulmate. What I said was she was my souled mate. When I went down looking for pussy in Argentina, I purchased her from her family. And she became my souled mate. See, that's where people get all these screwball ideas, you know, misconstruing everything I say. But what I meant was that my Latin hottie was my souled mate, not my soul mate. Although she was that too, because even though the affair was nothing, and I'm really into making up with my wife and repairing my family, I really did love her, and she really is my soulmate. I hope that clears things up for you.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator Shamford. And speaking of sold, let's go to Senator John Hedson. Senator Hedson, you not only, for lack of a better word, fucked your political staffer, which I think gives new meaning to the term, and the wife of a lifelong friend and member of a family who was lifelong friends with your family. So you not only fucked your underling at your political headquarters, and I think you also redefined headquarters, but you also paid a lot of money. Like, you hired their son, you paid extreme amounts of money to both the husband and the wife for working for you. And then, and this has been a big hit around here, your parents stepped up to pay off the happy couple even more money, like close to $100,000. So would you say that your honey is your soulmate?
Is this weapon of ass destruction working?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes. She is technically an employee of mine. Well, neither one of them are now, but she and her husband, both very dear friends, were a part of my staff. Well, I'll rephrase that. Only one was a part of my staff, but both worked for me, and they were well compensated for, and they were well paid, and my sweetheart was also paid a lot of money, and yes, my parents did pay them even more money. So they have a lot of fucking balls putting my letters, or what they allege to be my letters, onto the internet for all of the world to read.
Okay, I think you answered that question. Now, how does this jibe with you being a member and very outspoken Taliban type of guy in the theocratic Christian supremacist organization called the Promise Keepers, which is also a male supremacist organization, of course, but that's part and partial with all of these kinds of groups. Do you still consider yourself a member of the Promise Keepers?
Oh, definitely. The Promise Keepers are a wonderful Christian men's organization that says what everyone in our nation needs to hear, that we need to step up to the plate and bring back morality and bring back family values and monogamous marriage and putting a stop to contraception and abortion and really every manner of birth control, putting a stop to the homosexual agenda, putting a stop to kink and alternative lifestyles, putting a stop to masturbation and all adult entertainment, and to all adult sexuality outside of marriage.
Okay, so those are the things you like about the Promise Keepers. I just think this question is begging to be asked. Do you believe that you represent those ideas? I'm starting to think that none of you really believe those kinds of ideas, that you just join these Christian supremacist groups and, you know, Taliban kinds of groups. Well, I'll just say it. Just so you can get laid, whatever gender you go after or both, whatever you do, you say, hey, I'm a big Promise Keeper, let's fuck, and then it happens. Is that how it works? And is every Promise Keeper like you?
No, Reverend Bookman. It's not like every Promise Keeper is like me. I made a mistake and I had to atone to God, and or some comedians have said, a bone to God. But I wrote a letter to her, to my friend's wife, and and talked about why we needed to repent of our mistake and get back to him and have our relationship with him, with the Lord. And I wrote that. That's one of the letters they put on the internet, but that's what I wrote to her, and I meant it.
Oh, okay. I think I understand now. So you wrote her a letter saying that the two of you need a relationship with this imaginary character you pray to, and include him in it. So, in effect, you want your friend's wife and your political staffer to have a threesome with you and this Lord figure you keep referring to.
That's right, but not in the bad way. But yes, I do want her to be in a threesome with me and the Lord, and so that we can abone for our sin.
Okay, thank you, Senator Hedson. All right, Sarah Palick, there's been a lot of talk about why you really resigned, since even conservative media and, well, all of the corporate media said that your resignation speech was rambling, was incoherent, effectively saying nothing at all, and that there were real reasons like scandals, all the ethics complaints, the pipeline, and I don't mean the dick kind of pipeline, I mean like the Alaskan pipeline, and actually both kinds of pipelines, and other political scandals, as well as hot action, might be the scandals that kind of loom over your head and the reasons that you resigned and decided to be a mighty force as an outsider. So let us just ask you, since you came here, figuratively, well, maybe you did come here. Does look pretty interesting over there. All right, now that you've come here, are there any juicy scandals that nobody knows about? Did you nail McCain or big business people in Alaska or anybody else?
Oh, Reverend, I get that a lot since Larry Flint released the video, Who's Nailin' Palin? Which, when I watched it, I wasn't even thinking, and I said to my husband, "My God, that's a true story." But then I realized that it was just pornography, and that they were projecting the way they thought I was. Although, I gotta say that it was pretty true, and I can't really answer your question in detail, because so many people would get hurt, and I don't want to seem like Senator Hedson's, you know, with friends and their spouses. Not that I'm saying that my story involves any of them, but with regarding friends and spouses and business people and other officials in Alaska and miscellaneous individuals of the McCain campaign, I'm afraid I have to refrain from answering that and just say that you'll just have to use your little imagination to figure out what went on with us. And, masturbate accordingly.
Okay, thank you, Sarah Palin. I appreciate your forthrightness. None of us have a clue what the fuck you were saying. But, I want to thank you for attempting to answer that question in an understandable manner. Now, is it true, Sarah, that you are suing Sharon Moore
the blogger and radio personality and internet sensation? And if so, why?
I am suing her. Well, not really so far. I'm just threatening to sue her. I haven't really made up my mind yet whether I'm going to sue her or not. But I decided that it was time to take a stand because my whole family is embarrassed because of me. And I don't want to discuss my actions with them. I want to sue all of the people who talk about my actions. So I thought, what better way than to sue a blogger who probably doesn't have a whole lot of money and kind of put her through expensive legal proceedings and let her be a lesson to other people about talking about me in the media. Yeah, people think just because I'm a famous public figure and former public official that they have the right to write about me.
Okay, thank you, Sarah, for that. I guess you're not going to tell us about the juicy scandals, and that's understandable, but I just want to say that if you ever do talk about them, or if they ever do come out in public, that you will talk about it here first on The Reverend Is In.
Thank you, Reverend. You'll be the first to know. I think your show is just adorable. And that one producer over there is kind of cute, so I think I'm sticking around.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Mark Shamford, Senator John Hedson, and whatever your title is, or the titleless, Sarah Palick. All right. Enough of that. All right, I am talked out, and we have another set of tunes. Probably we are going to go a little overtime, and I was going to talk about some serious stuff like healthcare, how fucked up Sirius and a lot of satellite radios are for negotiating a royalty rate bill with corporate America and needle exchange and that kind of stuff. But we might run out, and things are way too silly here, and everybody's curious as to what's going to go on between Sarah Palick and I'm not sure which co-producer she has the hots for, Pastor Whoremaster or John the Craptus. And before you go, Senator John Hedson, Pastor Whoremaster, who out of all of us who have one or more psycho exes, he probably has the worst, his last one. And he's offering you her for a discount of only $95,000, which is cheaper than what you paid, you know, for your coworker and your friend's wife. So, shrugging his shoulders. Okay. All right. We'll interpret that as that you're considering it, and at least some of the money will go to the Reverend Bookburn Animation Project and VoltaRadio.com. So you'll be supporting independent media at the same time. You'll be getting a Psycho X. She's very beautiful, but she's a psycho. But fair warning, but you'll probably be on the same wavelength. So that's cool. All right, let's play a song for our guests as they're getting ready to go. This goes out to our guests and their partners and all of the other scandal makers and swingers, closet swingers from the American Christian Taliban and the Republican Party. This is by the Blenders and is entitled "Don't Fuck Around with Love."
Do 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 do. baby, don't fuck around with love. Well, mess around with a hungry bear. Grab a tiger by the hair. But baby, don't fuck around with love. Never toy with emotions unless you enjoy big explosions. Well, when you say the words I love you, just be sure each word is true. And baby, don't fuck around with love.
Take a little advice from me. Play around with TNT. But baby, don't fuck around with love.
No, no, no.
Mess around with the hungry bear. Grab a tiger by its hair. But baby, don't fuck around with love.
No, no, no.
Never stir deep emotions unless you enjoy big explosions. When you say the words I love you, just be sure each word is true. But baby, don't fuck around with love.
No, no, no. Take a little advice from me. Play around with TNT. Mess around with a hungry bear. Grab a tiger by the hair. When you say the words I love you, be sure each word is true. But don't fuck around with love.
No, 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 don't do it.
Take a little advice from me. Play around with tea.
Look out for that bear.
Mess around with a hungry bear.
Oh, he'll slap you down.
Grab a tiger by the hand.
When you say
I love you,
I love you,
be sure each word is true.
But don't play around with
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's not easy being a horn dog when you're talking about abstinence for everybody else, except for, of course, your own peer group in politics and in the churches that run our nation. But I just wanted to say that my daddy and I wanted to do our part by bringing our wives to one of these conservative Christian swinger parties that nobody wanted, Barbara or Laura. So we couldn't really share, so we just had to nibble and function to the best of our abilities without supplying or sharing with anybody else. But now I'm taking a liking to the soulmate of Senator Shamford, and I would like to go around with that little firecracker. Come here, firecracker and soulmate. Before we start to attempt something going on, I want you to do a little dance with me called the chicken dance.
Open your hands like birds, beaks, flap your arms like little wings, shake your tail and then you clap, 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your hands like birds, beaks, flap your arms like little wings, shake your tail and then you clap, 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your hands like birds, beaks, flap your arms like little wings, shake your tail and then you clap, 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your hands like birds, beaks, flap your arms like little wings, shake your tail and then you clap, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you circle to the right, now R in R, you circle left. Now R in R, you circle right.
Now you're doing the chicken dance.
With a little bit of this and a little bit of that, shake your tail and then you clap, 1, 2, 3, 4. With a little bit of this and a little bit of that, shake your tail and then you clap, 1, 2, 3, 4.
with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Shake your tail and then you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. With a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Shake your tail and then you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now you circle to the right. Now arm in arm. You circle left. Now arm in arm. You circle right.
Now you are doing the chicken dance.
Open your hands like bird's beaks. Flap your arms like little wings. Shake your tail and then you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your hands like bird's beaks. Your arms like little wings, shake your tail and then you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your hand like bird's beaks. Flap your arms like little wings, shake your tail and then you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your hand like bird's beaks. Flap your arms like little wings, shake your tail and then you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you circle to the right. Now arm in arm. You circle left. Now arm in arm. You circle right.
Chicken dance.
With a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Shake your tail and then you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. With a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Shake your tail and then you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your hand like bird's beaks. Flap your arm like little wings. Shake your tail and then clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open your hand like bird's beaks. Flap your arm like little wings. Shake your tail and then you clap. 1, 2, 3, 4.
4.
Sacrament behind me. I got baptism. I got communion. I got penance.
my unction. I got confirmation. Yeah.
Waiting.
This is Dr. Laura Horn, and I want to talk about our scented tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and we have a runner-up as well. Sunday, July 12th, 2009, at voltaradio.com, reverendbookburn.com, and radioforall.net. Our runner-up to Asshole of the Week is a washed-up, extremely dumbass comedian who joins the ranks of Dennis Miller, Toby Keith, Ted Nugent, Chuck Norris, and other retards who became famous not through talent, but through being assholes who got a lucky break. Tonight, our exceptionally retarded runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Victoria Jackson, formerly of Saturday Night Live, like her cohort Dennis Miller, and also a closet bushy who has decided that she needs to be outspoken like Sarah Palin or Miss California to say fuck knows what, since none of it is coherent, but to bash the president and liberals and socialists and intensify their rants that are pretty much the ultimate of the ignorance of the teabagger set. Victoria Jackson, runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that means that a very special someone had to outdo even Victoria Jackson, a recipient so worthy as to be distinguished above any and all runner-ups ever during the receiving of this reward. Tonight, that very special recipient What happened to the fart sounds? We need fart sounds for SL the week. Thank you. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
That's better. Tonight, the worthy recipient of Asshole of the Week is the Los Angeles City Council. The Los Angeles City Council has decided not to follow the lead of Rhode Island and other cities in California that are backing off medical marijuana dispensaries, but has made a move to close 25 medicinal marijuana dispensaries at a time when hysteria has been on the decline, where we are closer to seeing an age where billions of dollars are not going to be thrown away on a furthering this insane war against a plant, a harmless plant at that, and finally seeing freedom for the weed prisoners in a time when people with serious illnesses are finally getting access to medicinal marijuana in more places throughout the nation. This giant step backwards, this move to close 25 medical marijuana dispensaries, is a horror and a big step backwards after all the gains that have been made this past year. The City Council of Los Angeles, you are assholes of the week. All right, let's kill the fart sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Whore, the 2009 version. The Cooters did The Redneck Slut from Hell from the Profane Existence label. Milk White did One Night Stand. Bottom did Catholic Boy from Put Your Tongue to the Rail, the Philly compilation for Catholic children, the songs of the Jim Carroll Band. Before Catholic Boy, you heard Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Before that, Amoebix did The Church is for Sinners. Before that, Tiny Tim did The Chicken Dance and started off with The Blenders doing Don't Fuck Around with Love. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme has been Conservative Christian Swingers Party. And we'd like to thank our guests who came tonight, one of whom literally came tonight. Thank you, Senator Mark Shamford, Senator John Hedson, and titleless guest Sarah Palick. Thank you for coming. Let's see. Oh, I don't even want to talk about this stuff. All right, just quick news flashes. Okay. And then we'll end with the one that's kind of funny. But watch out for more corporate media gains as assholes like Sirius and other satellite radio networks negotiate a reasonable royalties rate to pay to the big evil corporate music empire, thus putting smaller operations out of business or impossible to play copywritten music. negative points to the Obama administration for backpedaling on a needle exchange. Needle exchange are very necessary programs for reducing the transmission of HIV and hepatitis C. It's been proven since 1991. Anybody who isn't a DARE idiot knows that. And it was promised during the campaign. It is being backpedaled now, and that needs to change. And we are participating in the efforts to change the ban on needle exchange funding. We're still watching the healthcare battle as even Democrats are joining the efforts and being hoes, no disrespect intended for real hoes, being hoes for the big health insurance industry and healthcare corporate industries, and opposing a public option healthcare plan. And we want even better than that. We want the single payer system, but we will keep on top of that. And I don't want to go off on a big thing on that tonight. Let's see. Oh, and the Promise Keepers and the good Christians of America ought to be happy to know that there are now Iraqi death squads that decided that they should target gay men, including doing such fucked up things as cementing the rectum closed and feeding them X-lax and laxatives, causing two deaths so far. So remember that when you hear the corrupt preacher giving lectures on how we got to stop and be bigots and stop the advancement of this group of people and send me more money. And interestingly, the Taliban in Afghanistan was in a battle with the Marines recently. They weren't doing very well, and they decided that their best way to escape was to cross-dress, which did work, but still it means they crossed a certain boundary, like our guests tonight, into something that is the opposite of what they profess to stand for. They crossed a gender line as cross-dressing Taliban boys. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that on the future show, but not tonight because we're out of time. So we won't forget this. And the final thing tonight is professional bullshit artists. And I mean, there is fucked up as Fox News and not quite as stupid, but definitely as fucked up and propagandistic as Fox so-called news. The National Review magazine decided to attack the president for being, or at least acting like he's a healthcare advocate and ready to fight for healthcare. And so being hoes for the healthcare, for the corporate healthcare industry, they decided to lampoon the president by putting him on the cover with a surgical glove that says, "Just relax." And the giveaway as to how they wanted to sexualize the cartoon was the very suggestive manner in which they had the fingers. So you were supposed to go, "Oh no, that evil man is going to probe me." But we figured out what was really behind it, which was that there is no way you could cook up a cartoon like that, have your name on it, and have it on the cover of a magazine. Well, it's not a big magazine. In fact, it's barely even relevant, probably not even worth talking about, but a magazine that's significant to the Wing Nuts and the Teabaggers, and that is that they are upset that they are not receiving the glove from the president, and it's so obvious. So we are sorry, National Review, that you have not been given the glove of love from our president. We will, of course, work on our next letter to him and encourage him to do so just to make you happy. No show next week. We will be back on July 26th for Surviving Hard Times and Still Having Fun. After that, we're not sure which themes we're going to prioritize and which live guests are going to be able to swing by Philadelphia. But we do know that on August 16th, it's going to be our 40th anniversary of Woodstock celebration. It's recommended that you read Abbie Hoffman's Woodstock Nation before the show, but if not, you will get some of it on the show that night. Write to Rev Bookburn and be sure to make it obvious in the subject line that you are a bookburner. Rev Bookburn, no period, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Updates, lots of links and goodies, and of course all of the playlists always at reverendbookburn.com. Thanks to co-producer Pastor Rex Cat for archiving the shows at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. And this show is expected, if there are no glitches, to be up in about a week at Radio 4 All.net. On YouTube, it's youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. And feel free also to provide not just the feedback, but also your input to the forthcoming themed shows. And also feel free to send music. We've been getting music from people who have gotten practically no attention and definitely deserve it. So, yes, we will consider pretty much anything. If I don't fuck up the playlist, which is on thevoltaradio.com, a computer, I will play you an old show of ours. After the closing song, I'm going to play a closing song, which is for all of the conservative Christian swingers party participants and their soulmates and affair partners and scandal makers and paid workers and whatnot, Russia's third world vacation sex worker and the like. This is to all of you who've been with these guys, and it is a tribute to you from these holy rollers who make laws for everybody else. It's by transgendered glam / punk / rock star Wayne Jane County and the Electric Chairs. The song is entitled Toilet Love. Good night.
Toilet love. Where I made toilet, love, yeah, yeah. I love it when you smell my dirty sock. Oh, toilet love. And when you pick your nose and you blow it on my jock, it's toilet love. Your underarms are more than I can bear. Toilet love. And you never ever change your underwear. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like toilet love. You like toilet love. We both like toilet love. Yeah, yeah.
As good as the rest, as well I knew a nurse. See, just a one certain nurse. See, who goes around putting things in everyone's purse. See, come on, let's do the taste. Sure, when my love was so great. Sure, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest, as well I knew a doctor. Just a one certain doctor who goes around putting things in everyone's doctors. Come on, let's do the taste. Sure, when my love was so great. Sure, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest, as well I knew a cow, just a one certain cow who'd give his life, oh, just a bee, an owl. Oh, come on, let's do the taste. Sure, when my love was so great. Sure, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest, as well I knew a cat, just a one certain cat who'd climb a mountain, oh, just for a rat. Oh, come on, let's do the taste. Sure, when my love was so great. Sure, when the things of the past were just as good as the rest, and that is how you do the taste. Oh, now come on, darling, oh, now let's do the taste. And then that is how you do the taste. Oh, now come on, darling, oh, now let's do the taste. And then that is how you do the taste. Oh, now come on, darling, oh, now let's do the taste. And then that is how you do the taste. Oh, now come on, darling, oh, now let's do the taste.
Strawberry, wake up, man. Hey, Joey, did you see my pills, man?
What pills, man?
Well, I had a bunch of downs, man.
You okay? Far out, man. You had some downs and you weren't even going to share them with us.
Hey, man, I was going to share them with everybody before we went to the concert, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then how come you had them hidden in your sleeping bag, man?
Hey, man, what are you doing in my sleeping bag, man?
I was looking for my Black Sabbath record, man, which I found.
Hey, man, that's my Black Sabbath record, man.
It is not, man.
It is so, man.
It is not, man.
It is so, man.
It is not,
man. Yes, it is, man.
That's my record. My old lady ripped it off, man.
Hey, man, if you remember, man, she was my old lady when she ripped it off, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Well, that's my record now, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
What do you mean your room, man? This is a front room and anybody can come in here.
Hey, man, the part between the tie-dye curtain and the two bricks is my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, man, why don't you keep your dog in your room?
Hey, man, Toe can go anywhere in the house if he wants to, man.
Yeah, I know, man. That's the trouble with that dog. He goes everywhere in the house, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to, man.
Yeah, you do too, man. Hey, what happened to the rest of the bologna, man?
I ate it.
Hey, man, that was my bologna, man. Your eyes ripped me off for stuff, man.
I paid for over half of that bologna, man.
You did not, man.
And I only had 6 pieces, man.
Yeah, and you only put in 17 cents for that bologna, too, man.
I put in them pop bottles, man.
Which pop bottles?
Them pop bottles. Remember the pop bottles we had by the door?
Hey, man, those were my pop bottles, man. There was 2 orange crushes and a grape and a big 7-Up, man. They were my pop bottles,
that big
man.
7-Up bottle was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
I found it, man. I found it out in the garbage, man. Remember?
No, I don't remember, man, because I found it in the empty lot, man.
You never did. That was the bottle we used to revive strawberry with. Remember?
No, it wasn't, man. We didn't use a 7-Up bottle
we
revive.
We did so.
We did not, man.
We did, man.
That's strawberry, man.
Go, you ask him, man.
I don't have to ask him anything, man, because I know I found that 7-Up bottle in an empty lot, man, because I had to clean the dirt clods out of it, man.
Well, that was my bottle, man.
Forget you, man. You ate more than 6 pieces of the bologna, too, man.
I never did,
yes,
man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did,
yes, you
man.
Did, man.
I never did,
yes,
man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did, man. I never did, man.
Hey, did you flush the toilet yesterday, man?
Yeah.
All right, then you gotta clean it up, man.
Why, man?
Man, you know we're not supposed to flush the toilet, man.
Thank you.
Sergeant Mirror spin. If we lose, the barbers win. Happy family, one hand clap. Four went on, but none came back.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? Craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see.
Mama told me not to come.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scaring you up to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to help her, son. That ain't the way to help her.
She's a
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way to help her, son. That ain't the way to help her. No.
Mama told me. Mama told me. Mama told me. Mama told me.
blah, 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 blah. I'll tell you, baby, don't try to hide. Oh, that snake just wants to get inside. You just don't want to say hello. Here comes that snake, here comes that snake. Oh, yeah. Oh, watch him, here he comes. Here comes our snake. Watch him, here he comes. He's coming here, he's coming there, he's coming almost everywhere around the world to see us all. Yeah, he doesn't care, it doesn't matter, he'll be there soon. Wait your time, gonna wait your time. Oh, I tell you, baby, don't try to hide. Oh, that snake is trying to call the time. Yeah. Here comes, here comes, here comes. Here comes our snake. Watch him, here it go. Here comes our snake. Watch him, here it go. Whoa. Thank you.
getting fat. Oh, here comes that train. Here comes that train. Watch him, here it goes. Here comes our snake. Watch him, here it goes.